and welcome to Life Plus. My name's Elsa, and I'm going to be your guide and helper as you continue to learn more English. We'll be working on some phrases and vocabulary in each session, and we'll have a particular topic that we focus on. Vítejte u pořadu Life Plus na Radio 7. Why Life Plus? Well, everybody knows what life is, život. We all have life, and life gives us plenty to talk about. And plus, because it's going to be more than just about life. There's going to be something a bit deeper as well, something from the Bible, or from a Christian who said something interesting, something which makes us think. So welcome again to Life Plus.
Life Plus. Life Plus.
This week, we are talking about recycling. What comes to mind when you hear the word recycling? In English, we have a nice motto, reduce, reuse, recycle. Recycle is just one of the three points we should think about when we think about reducing our waste. It is also important not to buy so much stuff in the first place, and also to think about how we can reuse things which we already have at home, in order to avoid having to buy new ones. One example of doing this is bottles, whether plastic or glass. If we think about recycling, the Czech Republic is doing quite well with recycling plastic bottles, but there is still a long way to go with food waste and packaging. So today, let's think about three questions. Why should people recycle? Proč by lidé měli recyklovat? How can people be encouraged to recycle? Jak lze pozbudit lidi k recyklaci? What things can't be recycled? Jaké věci nelze recyklovat? Tak rozuměli jste třeba reduce, reuse, recycle. Česky bychom říkali snižte, znovu použijte, recyklujte. Reducing our waste. Snižování našeho odpadu. Reducing our waste. In order to avoid. Abychom zabránili. In order to avoid.
Life Plus. Life Plus.
So let's go to my first question. Why should people recycle? I have made a list of a few good reasons why it is good to recycle things, but there are others. Number one. Recycling reduces carbon emissions or greenhouse gases. If this waste wasn't recycled, it would end up being burnt, which releases dangerous greenhouse gases. Research shows that recycling of paper is needed to save more trees, to ensure a well-balanced level of carbon dioxide in the air. Number two, conserve natural resources. Many of the resources that are used to produce products and packaging in the modern world are finite. Plastic requires oil, for instance, and the oil will eventually run out. And according to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, recycling one ton of paper saves up to about 17 trees, as well as 64,000 litres of water. Number three, save energy. Besides saving natural resources, recycling also helps us to save a lot more energy. For instance, companies that use recycled aluminium manage to save up to about 95% of energy when producing aluminium products than companies which used raw materials. And number four, reduce the size of landfills. Every piece of rubbish that is put into a recycling bank reduces the need to create new landfills and to increase the ones that already exist. Landfills reduce the property value of land near them and also the quality of life of nearby people, as they can smell bad.
Life Plus.
Tak, rozuměli jste? Třeba carbon emissions. Uhlíkové emise. Carbon emissions. Greenhouse gases. Skleníkové plyny. Greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide. Oxid uhličitý. Carbon dioxide. Conserve natural resources. Šetřit přírodní zdroje. Conserve natural resources. Finite. Konečný. Finite. Aluminium. Hliník. Aluminium. Raw materials. Suroviny. Raw materials. Landfills. Skládky. Landfills.
Life plus.
Let's go to my second question. How can people be encouraged to recycle? There are two main approaches to increasing the amount of recycling in a country. A negative one, where you give fines for not recycling enough, and a positive one, where you encourage people to recycle and maybe provide rewards for those who do. Germany is one of the best countries when it comes to recycling. This is partly thanks to people believing deeply in saving the environment. But it may also partly be due to the big fines that can be given if people or companies don't recycle properly. At worst, you could get a fine of up to 2,500 euros. In Canada, there are also fines of $125 for putting recyclables in the normal rubbish. But a more encouraging way, which is probably better in the long run, is giving incentives to people to recycle. Although in Britain, there have also been fines for not recycling, now people are turning more to projects in which people are given rewards for recycling. Each region can take a different approach, but some parts of London have offered something like a lottery, where people could win up to £20,000 for their recycling. There is also a scheme where people can get points on a card, which they can use in shops to get discounts. And of course, education is really important. If children hear about the importance of recycling from a young age, they will get used to doing it and it will become a normal part of their lives. Tak rozuměli jste třeba fines, so pokuty, fines. Rewards, odměny, rewards. Incentives, pobítky, incentives. Discounts, slevy, discounts.
Life plus.
Let's go to my third question. What things can't be recycled? Unfortunately, although a lot of things can be recycled, there are a lot of things that can't be, and maybe we don't realize it. Things which have become contaminated by food or grease can't be recycled. For example, dirty napkins, paper towels, crisp packets or pizza boxes. Things made of a combination of materials, like takeaway coffee cups or toothpaste or sun cream tubes, can't be recycled, as it is too difficult to separate the different parts. Instead of using disposable coffee cups, it is a good idea to carry a reusable cup with you and ask the coffee shop if you can use it instead. Most of the time they don't mind. Plastic bags can't be recycled because they can get caught in the recycling machinery and potentially damage the equipment. Plastic bags can only be reused. So it is much better to reuse bags as much as possible. Some types of glass can't be recycled, like baking dishes, light bulbs, window glass, mirrors and eyeglasses. Some of these are heat treated, so they do not melt at the same temperature as other glass items, or they could have lead in them. Paper items, such as sticky notes, aren't very useful when it comes to recycling, as the glue can't always be removed during the recycling process, so many centres refuse to accept them. Also, shredded paper is a problem for recycling plants. Recently, McDonald's got rid of plastic straws and introduced paper ones. But then they admitted that the new paper ones were not recyclable. Also, paper receipts that we get in shops when we buy something are not always recyclable, as if they are printed on shiny paper, it contains chemicals which are harmful to the environment. And books are also not recyclable, as they contain glue, which can ruin the recycling process and cause a whole batch of potentially recycled paper to go to waste. Tak rozumieliście, trzeba contaminated, kontaminowani, contaminated. Grease, tuk, grease. Damage the equipment, poszkodzić zarzędzenie. Damage the equipment. Sticky notes, samolepicy papierki, sticky notes. Shredded paper, skartowany papier, shredded paper. A batch of paper, dawka papieru, a batch of paper. Receipts, ucztenki, receipts.
Life Plus.
We've come to the part of the program where we talk about God's perspective on the topic. The Bible contains lots of examples of the care with which we are expected to treat the environment. We know from different parts of the Old Testament about God's care for his creation. I've chosen a couple of verses from the Old Testament. Leviticus 25, verses 1 to 2, speaks about having a year of rest for the land every 7 years. The main point is not about the people, but so that the land can rest, which is also good for us and our lives. The Lord said to Moses at Mount Sinai, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I'm going to give you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years sow your fields, and for 6 years prune your vineyards and gather their crops. But in the 7th year, the land is to have a year of Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord." A český to je 3. Mojžíšova 25, verše 1 až 2. Hospodin promluvil k Mojžíšovi na hoře Sinai. Mluv k synům Izraele. Až přijdete do země, kterou vám dávám, bude země zachovávat Hospodinův sobotní odpočinek. 6 let osívej své pole, prořezávej svou vinici a shromažďuj její úrodu. 7. roku však ať má země sobotu, čas odpočinku, sobotu pro Hospodina. And Jesus spoke on 2 occasions of how much the Father cared for even the smallest sparrow, in the book of Matthew. As Christians, we believe that the earth belongs to God, and God wants us to look after it. So as Christians, we should also lead the way and show an example of how we look after the world. This includes using fewer things, reusing what we have, and recycling the things we have used. In my opinion, churches should all have recycling bins, which are clearly labelled, to make it easy for people who clean out the bins to put everything in the right recycling bank outside. This is all part of our responsibility to care for the beautiful world God has given us. Tak rozumieliście, trzeba Sabbath, Sabbat, Sabbath. Sow fields, zasít pole, sow fields. Prune vineyards, prořezat vinice, prune vineyards. Sparrow, vrabec, sparrow. Responsibility, odpovědnost, responsibility.
Life Plus.
We've come to the end of Life Plus for today. Keep studying and bye for now.
Life Plus.